Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 to 17. 2 Corinthians 10, 13 to 17. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you. For we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory. But let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. My theme for reflection is boasting in the right things. Boasting in the right things. There is a story about a turtle who wanted to escape the harsh winter. So he convinced two geese to help him. They held a stick between their beaks, and the turtle beat down on it tightly while they flew him south. Everything was going smoothly until a curious crow flew by and asked, "Wow, who thought of this brilliant idea?" The turtle, eager to take credit, proudly opened his mouth to say, "I did." And well, let's just say that was the end of his journey. Sometimes, like the turtle, we are tempted to boast in the wrong things. Our intelligence, our strength, our accomplishments. But Paul in 2 Corinthians 10, 13 to 17 reminds us that our true boast should be in the Lord. He challenges the Corinthian church to resist self-promotion and instead recognize that all success, all ministry, and all growth come from God alone. Paul faced critics who boasted about their status and influence, but he refused to play their game. He did not measure himself by human standards or seek applause for his work. Instead, he remained faithful to the mission God had assigned him. He understood what many of us struggle with today, that true worth is not found in human achievements, but in God's calling and purpose. In our world, boasting is everywhere. People parade their accomplishments on social media, striving to be noticed and validated. But the kingdom of God operates differently. Paul echoes Jeremiah 9:23-24. Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The true measure of our lives is not in how much we achieve, but in how deeply we know and follow God. Andrew Murray once commented that humility is the displacement of self by the enthronement of God. This is the essence of Paul's message. Boasting in the Lord is not about false modesty, but about a heart that acknowledges God as the source of everything good. When we live this way, we experience freedom from the exhausting need for human approval. Paul also reminds us that the work of the gospel is not about competition or comparison. He was content with the ministry God had entrusted to him, knowing that his success was measured not by the world's standards, but by faithfulness to God's call. This is a challenge for us today. Instead of comparing our lives, careers, or ministries with others, we should focus on fulfilling the specific purpose God has given us. Imagine a symphony orchestra. Every musician has a unique part to play. The violinist doesn't compete with the trumpeter, and the percussionist does not try to outshine the pianist. When each musician plays the assigned role, the result is a beautiful, harmonious sound. In the same way, God has given each of us a unique role in His kingdom. Our job is not to compete, but to be faithful in the place He has positioned us. Paul's ultimate desire was to see the gospel spread beyond his immediate reach. He was not focused on personal recognition, but on the expansion of God's kingdom. This is the kind of vision that should shape our lives. When we boast in the Lord, we shift our focus from personal achievement to eternal impact. So how do we apply this? First, we must ask ourselves, are we boasting in our own efforts or are we giving God the glory? Second, are we faithfully stewarding the opportunities God has given us without comparing ourselves to others? When we live with this perspective, we experience the joy of knowing that our worth is not in what we accomplish, but in whom we serve. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you tempted to seek recognition rather than giving glory to God? Number two, how can you shift your focus from personal achievement to faithfulness in the calling God has given you? Lord, help us to boast only in you. Free us from the need for human recognition and teach us to find our worth in your calling and purpose. May we serve with humility, faithfulness, and joy, knowing that all we have comes from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.